pages 10 and 11. The top third of page 10 is an aerial photograph of Solent Airport. Inset in the top right corner is a picture of a man wearing sunglasses on a phone call. The title in large white lettering is Meet the New Airport Operator. Matt Wilkins' journey into aviation began, unexpectedly, in property development. During the credit crunch, he was asked to stem losses and secure planning permission for a struggling airfield intended for housing. Instead of pursuing development, Matt chose preservation, recognising the site's World War II heritage as a former US B-24 Liberator base. That decision sparked a career rooted in aviation, planning and safeguarding airfields. Over the past 14 years, Matt has run Old Buckenham Aerodrome, one of the UK's 120 CAA-licensed sites. Under his leadership, it transformed from near closure into a thriving hub with two museums, a leading role in electric flight, and a nationally recognised air show. He's a CAA examiner for entry-level air traffic certification and spent a decade as training officer for a CAA rescue firefighting service. Matt's aviation credentials are extensive. He's flown in the B-17 Flying Fortress Sally B over Madingley, taken the back seat of a Spitfire, and experienced the raw power of F-15s and F-35s at Lake and Heath. At Duxford, he monitored flying standards from the runway's edge, often with Spitfires taking off just feet away. As the longest-serving chairman of the British Air Display Association, Matt has helped shape the airshow industry. He authored the airshow's chapter of the Purple Guide, which is the government's go-to manual for event safety, and sits on the Events Industry Forum board. He's delivered 13 editions of the Old Buckenham Airshow, now among the UK's top 20, and directed flying displays for IWM Duxford and the 250,000-strong Blackpool Airshow. He also pioneered the world's first all-electric air display team. Now at Solent Airport, Matt brings a proven track record. While Solent is thriving, he sees untapped potential, especially in electric aviation, STEM engagement through CMAST, and community benefit. His priority is stability, supporting existing tenants, flying schools and staff while exploring future opportunities. With a history of turning near closure into national success, Matt is focused on building Solent's reputation for excellence, carefully, incrementally, and with the community at its heart. For more information about Solent Airport, go to www.solentairport.co.uk. Moving on to page 11, the top third of the page shows three computer-generated images of a modern industrial unit. The title, written in orange lettering, is Eaton's New Facility at Daedalus. A triumph of collaboration and innovation. Earlier this year, Fareham celebrated a landmark achievement with the groundbreaking of Eaton's new advanced manufacturing facility at Faraday Business Park at Daedalus. This milestone was the result of exceptional collaboration between Eaton, Fareham Borough Council, Royal London Asset Management Property, RLAM, Grafton Gate, CBRE, Real Est, and Lambert Smith Hampton. It demonstrates the power of collaboration in delivering major economic benefits for the borough. Eaton, a global leader in aircraft component manufacturing and a key local employer, required a modern facility to replace its long-standing Abbey Works site. What began as a straightforward land disposal evolved into one of the South Coast's most complex industrial relocation and redevelopment projects. CBRE, acting as Eaton's advisor, managed the disposal and helped structure the initial deal. As technical requirements and timelines became more challenging, Fareham Borough Council, supported by agents Realest and Lambert Smith Hampton, together with CBRE, worked closely together to identify Daedalus as the ideal location for Eaton's future. The Council's proactive approach enabled the sale of a 9.5-acre plot at Daedalus to RLAM, with the condition that it be developed specifically for Eaton's long-term use. RLAM, in partnership with Grafton Gate, secured planning permission for a 176,000 square foot Grade A facility, targeting BREEAM Outstanding and EPCA Plus ratings. The new site will feature state-of-the-art manufacturing space, offices, and well-being amenities, such as a rooftop terrace, supporting both sustainability and employee welfare. The project contributes significantly to the Council's vision for Daedalus, generating employment for the enterprise zone and funds for reinvestment. Collaborative opportunities are also envisaged with the occupiers on site. Elsewhere, the eventual release of the Eaton's current Abbey Works location should generate further employment opportunities in the borough. This project is testament to the shared commitment of all parties over many months. The complex delivery was recognised at the IAS Awards 2025, winning Deal of the Year. As construction begins, Fareham looks forward to a future shaped by collaboration, investment, and shared ambition.